This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Emmanuel G. Castillo. Date of birth, May the 21st, 1986. Case ID number is 486-2930. Date of exam, January 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/15/22. Identifying information. This is a 36-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of schizophrenia / auditory hallucinations / suicidal tendency / and depression / comma and sciatica. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was May 13, 2022. Where he did odd work at the prison. The claimant has been in prison for approximately 10 years, and he did receive his GED while in prison. At the present time, he's living with his mother in a house and not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, schizophrenia / auditory hallucination / suicidal tendency / depression. Number two, sciatica. History of allegations. Number one, schizophrenia / auditory hallucination / suicidal tendency / depression. The claimant states that in 1986, he started to have hallucinations of hearing dead people with negative voices telling him to do bad things. He suffers from depression, comma, anxiety, comma, insomnia, comma, and decreased appetite. He did try to commit suicide by cutting his wrist when he was 17 years old, but denies any present-day suicidal ideation. He has had the auditory hallucinations off and on and states that since he was small, he would tell his friend, his parents, that his dead friend has been talking to him. He states he suffers from decreased energy, motivation, and concentration. The claimant was in prison secondary to selling marijuana and for robbery. At the present time, he is taking Zoloft, 50 milligrams QD, and nortriptyline, 25 milligrams QD, which he states appears to be controlling him. The claimant is not completely stable, and his condition is guarded. Allegation number two, sciatic back pain. The claimant states that in 2014, he was playing soccer, and he developed an aching pain in his lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down to his right leg. He felt a pain from his buttock down to his right leg. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc times one of the lumbar sacral spine, which was causing an aching, numbing pain in his lumbar sacral back area. He was given no shots. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. He does not have any assistive devices he uses, and his physician is Dr. Selinsky at the prison. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but not doing any other exercise. He states he does not watch TV. He denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive 2 weeks of physical therapy. He is presently on no medications at this time. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area, with right-sided sciatica slash radiculopathy. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is presently on no medication for pain. He states the only other physical activity he does is stretch his body in the morning for relief of back pain. Medications, Zoloft 50 milligrams QD, nortriptyline 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to left radiculopathy slash sciatica, comma, schizophrenia slash depression slash anxiety with suicidal tendencies. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. Claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 180 pounds. Height, 5 feet 9 inches. BP, 144 over 94 mmHg. Heart rate, 124 beats per minute. Respiration, 20 respirations per minute. BMI, 27. General. This is a 36-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page, x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, no evidence of acute pathology. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations secondary to psychological deficiencies of depression and anxiety with schizophrenic tendencies. Probable diagnoses. Number one, schizophrenia / auditory hallucination / suicidal tendencies / depression - being treated at this time, and is being guarded secondary to suicidal attempts in the past. His condition appears to be stable, and he appears to be doing well with his medications at this time. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided sciatica radiculopathy, dash normal physical exam and normal x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Emmanuel G. Castillo.